After Australia's Test cricket captain Steve Smith admitted he, along with senior team leaders including vice-captain David Warner, had instructed Cameron Bancroft to tamper with the ball in the Test match against South Africa in Cape Town, the story went worldwide. The practice of trying to roughen one side of the cricket ball in order to promote a swinging action through the air has gone on for many years. The fact this attempt was clearly caught by TV cameras has forced Steve Smith and Warner to step down for the remainder of the Test in Cape Town. Both men will remain on the field, but the acting captaincy role has been given to wicketkeeper Tim Payne. The story broke just as the fourth day's play got underway on Sunday evening. Former Australia spin bowler Shane Warne said he thinks the actions of Smith and Warner are indefensible, but he disagrees with them being stood down while the Test is ongoing. While commentating on the Fox Sport coverage, Warne had this to say.
I don't think it's the right thing that Steve Smith and Dave Warne should be stood down during the match, wait to the end of the Test match and say, right, and then work out the proper consequences. If it means to dismiss Smith, dismiss Warner, get rid of them out of the team, sack them as captain, vice-captain, that's fine.
It was a sobering wake-up call for the Socceroos in Oslo as they were thrashed 4-1 by Norway in the early hours of Saturday. It was the first match under new World Cup coach Bert van Marwijk. The Dutchman admitted he was disappointed by the result, but said at least he's learned something from the match.
We are not ready yet, but I already knew that before. But it's good also when you lose that you see the players under these circumstances.
The Formula One season began in Melbourne on Sunday, with Ferrari's Sebastian Vettel scoring the win as the German driver proved too good for last year's champion Lewis Hamilton of Mercedes. The British driver finishing 5 seconds behind Vettel, with Kimi Raikkonen of Finland edging out Australia's Daniel Ricciardo for third place. For Vettel, it was his 100th podium finish in Formula One. His victory was helped by the introduction of the virtual safety car after Romain Grosjean stepped on the track with a loose wheel nut. It gave Vettel the chance to change tyres while the race was at reduced speed, and in doing so, he emerged in front of Hamilton before going on to win. Vettel told the post-race press conference he was happy the incident helped him get the victory.
This time, obviously, it worked in our favour, and very happy for the team. We're not yet where we want to be, so, you know, it gives us a good start and, you know, a team result as well. So good points, and for everyone back at home, I think the right motivation to press on.
The National Basketball League Grand Final will go down to a fifth, final and deciding game next Saturday in Melbourne after the Adelaide 36ers won Game 4 on Sunday. Each match has produced great entertainment, and in the 40th year of the NBL in Australia, some are suggesting this series may be up amongst the best ever. Melbourne United coach Dean Vickerman wasn't happy his team lost 90-81, but he believes this series is one of the most entertaining he's ever been involved in.
This one, you know, is right up there. You know, us winning against Cairns on the buzzer was obviously a special moment, but, you know, the competitive nature, the way this thing's gone back and forth, the pace that's been played at, the physicality, it's a pretty special series.
The AFL season is underway. St Kilda, Port Adelaide, Gold Coast and Hawthorn were winners on Saturday, while GWS Giants, Geelong and the Sydney Swans won on Sunday. In the women's AFL, the Western Bulldogs completed a remarkable journey from strugglers last season to champions this season. The Bulldogs winning a tough encounter against the Brisbane Lions 27-21 in wet conditions in Melbourne. Emma Kearney kicked the clinching goal, and after the match, she thanked everyone at the club that helped them turn their fortunes around.
All the support staff that really get behind us, that's been a major focus for us. Last year was obviously really disappointing for us, but we got really good coaches, recruited really well, and that's what got us the win today.
Heartache for Brisbane, who have lost the first two grand finals to be held in the AFLW. In the NRL this weekend, there are only two teams left with perfect winning records after three rounds. They are St George Illawarra Dragons and the New Zealand Warriors, who scored wins against the Titans and the Raiders, respectively. And finally, in the A-League, there were wins for ladder leaders Sydney FC, Adelaide, Melbourne City and Perth Glory, while Wellington and Brisbane drew.